The following program, Normal Show Live, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate for the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate or encourage any illegal activity and advise all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws by visiting normal.org, N-O-R-M-L.org. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers of Normal Show Live are their own and do not necessarily reflect the philosophy and policies of Normal. Listener discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization.
And I think we need to rethink and decriminalize our marijuana laws.
To the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws presents... Normal Show Live! Marijuana Nation! Now... Here's your host, Normal's Outreach Coordinator, Radical Russ Belville.
Good afternoon, tokers and tokettes, and welcome to the weekend. It is Friday, March 11th, 2011, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. We are so glad you could be with us today for this show. We got plenty of stuff to get to. Let's get right to it. First of all, we have a guest in the studio joining us. We're getting a lot more people in the studio lately, and it's a lot of fun. We got Joey from Pittsburgh Normal in the house, and I just want to show Joey the cap that Joey's got here with the logo on it here, with the Pittsburgh Normal logo. It's just like the Pittsburgh Steelers logo, except for where the stars are, they got the pot leaves, right? Yellow, red, blue. So we'll take a look at that close up a little bit later on in the show in hour two. And we are in a Steelers-Packers truce here because he doesn't care about football. So that's all good. Also joining us here, of course, in the studio, as always, or almost always, is the engineer Ganja John.
Only not here when I'm sick.
That's right. Yeah. Very, very diligent about that. Absolutely. And in fact, today was like, one of those on the edge days as far as doing a show. We went out last night, John. And, of course, John's got the Jedi power now to get us into the comedy club anytime we want. So tell him who we saw.
We saw Kevin Nealon last night and, got a table for four on about an hour's notice because that's how I roll.
That's how he rolls. Absolutely. Here's the shot, of course, from the club. And, we're having a little trouble with the webcam Mac, so it might take a second for it to pull up here. We've upgraded to the desktop streaming software, the Flash encoder, and I'm still having to work out some of the kinks here about how much CPU it's using and all that. So we'll get that. But there you go. There's John and myself and Kevin Nealon. We got a copy of his new book. What was it called? I Know You're Pregnant, But What About Me? great book title. We love Helium Comedy PDX for having us out there. Follow them on Twitter, at Helium Comedy PDX. It's a top of the line comedy club, as nationwide. I mean, all the comedians that come there are like, wow, this is a really, really nice place.
Yeah.
So check it out. Cannabis Carrie is not with us today, but folks, don't worry. She is okay. I know you've been following this news out of Japan with what has now been upgraded to a 9.0 earthquake. And that's pretty amazing. One of the biggest earthquakes of the past, 110, 120 years. Yep. And so far, terrible, terrible news. CNN's reporting that there's 184 dead, 700 missing, something like that. Just really, really sad news. And of course, our thoughts go out to all the people out there. We have listeners in Japan. We have people that follow us out there. And also people out there in Asia that are following us. Australia Normal, New Zealand, they're dealing, they're going to be dealing with some of the effects of this too. John's got friends in Vanuatu. Vanuatu. Yeah. I mean, everybody, I hope everyone's okay. There was a tsunami watch for the Oregon coast and even for Astoria, where Carrie's at. No big deal, though. Nothing really too problematic here. I think they got a 2-foot wave, but the tide was out.
Right.
So it really wasn't that much of an effect. I mean, they get worse storm surges, you know, I guess. But Cannon Beach, I think, had some. And then there was one farther south in the southern Oregon coast. I forget which one it was that had a little bit more effect. They had some. They had a marina that was messed up a little bit. But yeah. So far, you know, Carrie's fine. We got in touch with her. She was taking the day off anyway.
Anyways,
it just kind of by just happenstance that she's not with us today. But on today's show, we are going to get to Herb Thrasher and our Rockin' Friday. We were rocking out last night with Herb. We were all staying up late because we were following all the Japan coverage. But Herb Thrasher joins us with some music from Ironweed. You know it's got to be a good tune if it's Ironweed. Then we've got Dave Bienenstock from High Times Magazine, the West Coast editor. He's got to tell us about the new medical mag issue that's out and the medical cannabis cup that's coming. And then at the end of the show, a little radical ranting. We've got audio courtesy of John Doe Radio from yesterday's Colorado DUID hearing. Okay, we're going to listen to some of that and probably talk a lot about it in an hour or two. So stick around. It's Normal Show Live, Voice of the Marijuana Nation. We'll be right back after these short messages. Please pay attention to the messages and visit our sponsors. They help keep this show on the air and keep it free to you for download and listening live. We're back right after this.
You're listening to Normal Show Live, the voice of the Marijuana Nation.
In today's busy world, we're inundated by advertising for all types of pharmaceuticals that come with a laundry list of potential side effects. Shouldn't you have better medical choices? Natural alternatives to pills pushed by Big Pharma? At Alternative Medical Choices, you could choose natural, safe, and effective alternative therapies that are right for your budget without nasty side effects. Cannabis, or marijuana, has been a legal medicine in the Pacific Northwest since 1998. Our doctors will help determine your qualifications for a medical marijuana recommendation in Oregon, no matter where you live. Our massage therapists will ease your aches and stress with soothing hemp seed oil or cannabis infused massage salves. We also offer acupuncture, Reiki, and other alternative health therapies. Call Alternative Medical Choices in Portland, Oregon at 503-288-5579 or visit our website at www.altmedchoices.com. We specialize in out-of-state recommendations. That's www.altmedchoices.com or call 503-288-5579.
Normal National Conference 2011, Denver, Colorado, April 21st through 23rd.
I'm not a crook.
When President Nixon declared war on marijuana smokers, Normal was founded by a young lawyer named Keith Strop. And now, in our 40th year, Normal is coming of age as states begin discussing outright marijuana legalization.
Entirely legitimate topic for debate.
Join us in Denver, Colorado, the day after 420 for our 40th annual National Conference. You'll learn about marijuana law, cannabis science, and the grassroots activism necessary to end prohibition. Set in the Mile High City, America's cannabis capital. Special guests include medical marijuana pioneer and Harvard Emeritus Dr. Lester Grinspoon, U.S. Congressman Jared Polis, and Normal founder Keith Strop. Normal National Conference 2011, coming of age in Denver, Colorado, April 21st through 23rd. It's the true Rocky Mountain High. Medical marijuana, industrial hemp, consumer cannabis. It's time for this week's Normal News with Cannabis Carrie.
Cannabis Carrie is not with us today. She's got the day off, so I'm Radical Russ with your Normal News. And news from the Normal National Conference taking place this April 21st through 23rd. You can now register. The online registration is now available. People have been asking about this, and it is now ready to go. So it's a pretty amazing what's happened so far. We're having this in Denver, and of course, Denver's medical cannabis industry is off the hook. And the hotel reservations, we posted these in January, and not only did we sell that block out immediately, we contracted to double the block, and now that's almost sold out as well. So if you want to get registered for the conference, boy, you got to do it really quick. Coming up at the National Conference, Normal founder Keith Strop will be with us, Papa Normal, talking about Normal at 40 years old, you know, the four decades of marijuana reform that he's been pioneering. Marijuana Maverick and Harvard Medical School's Lester Grinspoon, MD. If you don't know who Lester Grinspoon is, go get to your Google, because he is one of the fathers of medical marijuana in this country. And congressman and supporter of legalization, Colorado's Jared Polis, Democrat from Colorado. He's been a guest on the show, Representative Polis, and he's a very outspoken supporter of marijuana legalization. And I've found out, a quarter billionaire. Guy's worth $250 million net worth, man.
He's a friend we want to have.
Yeah, he's a friend we want to have, absolutely. And we're continuing to flesh out the agenda and confirm more speakers, so check back often at normal.org/conference. This is where you're going to find your online registration. normal.org/conference. Now, the 3-day conference, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, is a $200 registration. This is a much lower price than what we've had in the past. I believe it works out, what, $66 a day for, you know, a full day, not just the full day of all the speakers and presentations and all the expertise, but all the people you're going to meet, all the other activists like Joey from Pittsburgh Normal, who's going to be there, and all these other folks that are going to be there that you can meet and learn from, but also the after hours events, the High Times party that we have, the Activist Awards. There's going to be some incredible music that I'm hearing about more and more that are going to be appearing there. It is so worth it to go. I'm only here now doing this job because of going to a Normal conference in 2006. It's really where things happen. If you want to get involved, you need to be there at the Normal conference. So check it out. normal.org/conference. $200 for the 3-day package for general pricing. $180 for students and seniors. There are some other deals available, and plus, the early bird registration rates will not last long, so you'll want to register as quick as possible. Plus, the hotel blocks are starting to sell out, so get online, normal.org/conference, right now. All right, in other news, we have interesting news on the drug czar, Gil Kerlikowske, Gateway Gil Kerlikowske. And, of course, we talk about Gil all the time as he's always opposing marijuana legalization, and you know, but we do want to wish him well, seriously, you know, no snark here, because he fainted twice yesterday. This was Wednesday, actually. He was discharged from a Boston hospital on Wednesday because he had fainted twice because he had the flu. He was discharged from Massachusetts General Hospital around noon on Wednesday. Kerlikowske fainted at 2:00 on Tuesday while speaking to law students at Harvard University. Emergency workers treated him at the scene and took him to the hospital, where he was evaluated and released. Kerlikowske, age 61, fainted again at about 6:00 at Logan International Airport while on his way back to Washington, D.C. So we don't wish him any harm. We hope he's doing okay, and get well, Gil, and so we can get back to this debate that you've engaged us on marijuana legalization. Good news now coming out of Connecticut from the Quinnipiac University poll. We've been reporting on a lot of the states in the New England area, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Connecticut, all seriously looking at legalization. So New England is competing with the West Coast here on who's going to legalize first. Well, Connecticut voters now in this latest poll think marijuana should be legal in small amounts, and that doctors should be able to prescribe marijuana for medical purposes and to sell alcohol on Sundays. Interesting. The Quinnipiac University poll released on Thursday shows that 79% of Connecticut voters support allowing doctors to prescribe marijuana for medical purposes, and 65% support decriminalizing possession of small amounts. No group, I underscore, no group is opposed to legalizing marijuana possession. But the highest levels of support come from Democrats, 70% versus 53% of Republicans, and voters 18 to 34 years old, 70% versus 58% of voters over 65 years old. So even the people who least support marijuana legalizing marijuana possession, you know, Republicans and older folks, still in a majority support making it illegal. We cannot find people anymore in Connecticut who are against marijuana legalization, unless they have a badge or a gavel or they're a representative, apparently. Now, the other support that's interesting here, support to buy liquor on Sundays. Apparently Connecticut's like other states that still have these largely religious-based laws that say you can't sell alcohol on a Sunday. Support to buy liquor on Sunday is 66%, 2 out of 3, with 31% opposed. But most voters oppose allowing allowing grocery stores to sell wine or hard liquor 50% to 43%. This also, you know, when we look at this alcohol laws and how we have some places that are, you know, they have dry counties and so on, it always reminds me that, you know, when we say we want to legalize marijuana, to the average person out there who's not into the cannabis movement and they don't know a thing about pot, legalize is a scary word, because legalize to them sounds like on the store shelves at the 7-Eleven next to the candy and the cigarettes, right? That's what they think of it. But legalization is such a broad term, and they, even here with the alcohol, it kind of points that out. They're supporting selling liquor on Sundays, but they want to restrict where it's available. Let's not have hard liquor in the grocery stores, right? The same thing can apply to marijuana. Sure, let's have marijuana legal. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be in the 7-Eleven or the grocery stores. It may be at an adults-only marijuana store, or maybe on the shelf at the liquor store or something like that. Always remind people as you're fighting for legalization, that legalization does not necessarily mean liberalization. It can be very well regulated and controlled. Okay, from the good news, we have to go to some bad news coming from the Internal Revenue Service. The Fairfax Medical Marijuana Dispensary, known as the Marin Alliance for Medical Marijuana, has been told it owes millions of dollars in unpaid back taxes, according to the Alliance's founder and director, Lynette Shaw. Shaw said the IRS audited the Alliance's tax returns for 2008 and 2009 and disallowed all of its business deductions. She said that although dispensaries throughout the state are being audited by the IRS, the Alliance is the first to be told it can't deduct business expenses. And this is important. We've been telling you about Stevie D'Angelo and Harborside, Berkeley Patients Group, that are currently being audited by the IRS. And one of the claims they make here has to do with Section 280E of the federal tax code. And what this says is that you cannot deduct anything, any business expense, if your business is involved with the trafficking in controlled substances. Now, this was a law that was designed on the marijuana kingpins, you know, so that drug trafficking organizations couldn't deduct, say, the cost of their home office or the cost of buying their supplies. It really shouldn't apply to medical marijuana. But of course, from the federal perspective, there is no such thing as medical marijuana. And these places in their mind are drug trafficking organizations. And this is the problem. Stevie D'Angelo says, if the IRS were to aggressively interpret 280E, it has the potential to close down every medical cannabis dispensary in the United States, D'Angelo said. If you can't deduct your rent, your payroll, licensing fees, etc., you're going to be taxed out of existence, end quote. So very sad news on this, the IRS going after them. We've seen it before in history. When they can't get them for what is popular with the people, they'll go after them for the tax code violations. We wish best of luck to all of these organizations. And remember that if it doesn't go our way, maybe this will be more motivation for people in California that have been so accustomed to the status quo and the ease of the dispensary system to fight for legalization for all of us. The next story, oh boy, this one, I don't even want to tell you the title. Out of Nogales, Arizona, authorities in a southern Arizona city near the Mexico border have found two feces-covered bales of marijuana tied to a rope feeding into the sewer system. Nogales police say public works employees hauled out an estimated 39 pounds of pot while investigating a clogged sewer line Wednesday. Investigators told the Nogales International newspaper that the bales were smaller than the size of a suitcase and tied to 900 feet of rope in a narrow pipe that connects systems in the U.S. and Mexico. Police Lieutenant Carlos Jimenez says it's the first time they've discovered marijuana tied to a rope. They believe smugglers were planning to maneuver through the line. Hey, man, this is some pretty good Mexican shit. That's all I could think of. Look, tunnels, catapults, submarines, and now poop. The Snoopy, yes. Snoopy poop bale coming through, yeah, the pipe, man. They are not going to stop. They're always going to try to get it to us. Just legalize it here in America so we don't have to smoke that, man.
That's terrible.
Hey, we got a stupid stoner story for you, too, man. If that wasn't it, man. We've got a whole nother stupid stoner story for you. Let's get
to
it.
We're having issues here on the
on the old automator.
Here, yeah.
It's but Friday.
Don't worry about it.
We'll get to it.
Stupid stoner stories. As a public service, Normal reminds you that smoking marijuana will not make one stupid. However, some stupid people do smoke marijuana. Don't be one of those stoners that make the rest of us look bad. Learn your lesson from today's
Stupid Stoner Story.
I'm old-timey 1930s radio reporter Freddie Farrakh, Orlando Sentinel, a Deltona man who failed a drug test at a pain management clinic Thursday, tried to bribe a medical assistant with marijuana to keep his cocaine-positive test results under wraps, authorities said. Jeffrey Hoidich, age 40, was charged with possession of marijuana with intent to sell after the Central Florida Pain Management Clinic in DeBary contacted the Volusia County Sheriff's Office about his alleged pot bribe, reports show. At the clinic, Hoidich was told he tested positive for cocaine and had failed his drug test. After he was told he wasn't allowed to take any drugs other than what was prescribed to him by the clinic, he allegedly asked the female medical assistant if she smoked, and he pulled out five bags, each with a small amount of marijuana.
Wow. Well, now that I screwed up a couple of intros...
Nothing, man.
Don't even worry.
We're all good.
It's all happening,
man. People love it. Hey, folks, we're going to come back with Herb Thrasher. Stay tuned.
It's 20 after the hour, and we have to take a short break, if you know what I mean. Please support these sponsors who support Normal Show Live.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. Have you ever met that funny reefer man? Reefer man. If he said he swam to China, he would send you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
USVI normal go broke down barrier. Herb is medicine to broke down barrier. Boost the economy and broke down barrier. It's helping other states broke down barrier. Cannabis for legalized to broke down barrier. Join and speak your voice broke down barrier. We gonna change the law broke down barrier. We got to educate broke down barrier. Yeah, this is Nayora, you know, bigging up USVI normal. Working to legalize cannabis, you know, for the whole of the Virgin Islands.
USVI Normal is a nonprofit organization working to legalize cannabis for the use by the industries and responsible adults. Do your part. Join USVI Normal. Register to vote. Pass the word. Voice your opinion. You can change the law. Contact us for more information at 340-244-9179. You can also visit our website at www.usvinorml.org.
Normal Show Live reminds you to never consent to a search. If you're holding and you consent, in most states you will be arrested immediately and you will go to jail. If you don't consent to a search, police may try to intimidate you by threatening to bring in drug-sniffing dogs or try to fool you by saying things will go easier if you consent. Yeah, easier for them, sure. Stand your ground, refuse the search, and ask the officer if you're free to go. If they still detain you and eventually find your contraband, you'll be no more busted than if you had allowed the search. But by refusing the search, your attorney has a chance to win your acquittal before a judge. If you consent to the search, your attorney's hands are tied. You can find a list of Normal Legal Committee attorneys specializing in marijuana cases by visiting the Find a Lawyer link at normal.org.
It's time for your Daily Toker Tunes, the best in 420-friendly music from all genres that uplifts, entertains, and informs the public. Our PodSafe music is donated by freedom-loving musicians who support our goal of ending adult marijuana prohibition. Today we take you into the weekend with Rockin' Friday, our segment featuring the best rock, metal, punk, and jam band music brought to you by Herb Thrasher at herbthrasher.com. If you'd like to submit your song to be played on Normal Show Live, send it to us at stash@normal.org. Now, here's some great independent marijuana music for today's Daily Toker Tunes.
Boy, it seems like just last night that I was up jamming out with Herb Thrasher. We were rocking. Satan showed up in our studios last night. How you doing, Herb?
I'm feeling great, and I would say it was actually this morning.
Was it this morning? Yeah, it was, like 3.
You know what I mean? I mean, you know, the night went real quick, and next thing you know, it's 3 a.m., dude, and I would call that the morning.
That's the morning rocking. We were rocking hard last night, and did a little tribute to Alice in Chains' bass player last night, too. That was... We're missing him.
Yeah, rest in peace, Mike Starr. He was such a great guy, and definitely they were an influential band in the rock world, and... Yep, our thoughts are with them, and we definitely rocked, and that was a lot of good fun.
Well, I love the name of the group you got for today's song. It's perfect for the show.
Yeah, this is one of those groups where you just love the name. I mean, you know, I searched this stuff, and a lot of times when you see the column, you know, you see the group names, and then all of a sudden this one, like, Ironweed, and you just know right away that these guys are, yes, they're in. It doesn't matter what the song's called, they're in with
in.
A name like that.
Ironweed.
So, yeah, let's get to it, man. Let's talk about these guys for a second. So Ironweed is a heavy metal stoner rock band that formed in Albany, New York in early 2007. The band released their debut album in 2008, Indian Ladder, and is currently signed to Small Stone Records. There has got to be something in the bong water or the air in Albany. That's the only way to explain the high levels of excellent, sludgy, riff-heavy, low-end sound that Ironweed has mastered. Playing with shows with great bands like The Sword, which we played them on National Show Live, Normal Show Live, Ironweed will soon be heavyweight in the stoner rock world. The song, The Faithless Will, is a power, sludge, riff-heavy tune that will leave you searching for more. Influenced by such bands as Caius, The Sword, High on Fire, and others, you can hear why The Faithless Will should be included on every stoner rock fan's list. So turn it up, Stashers, because The Faithless Will. Don't forget, you can check these guys out on IronweedOfficial.com or MySpace/IronweedNewYork. And have fun. Turn it up, rockers.
All right, get them horns up.
Have a great weekend.
It's Ironweed with This Faithless Will.
Truth is mine, I'm not stopping you.
Want a copy of that song for your iPod? Check out the Daily Toker Tunes at the Stash blog by surfing to stash.normal.org and choosing Media, and then Toker Tunes from the main menu.
Starfish Designs, makers of the original Gandalf.
I'm Radical Russ, and when I want to relax, I always have my 17-inch long original Gandalf from Starfish Designs nearby. The hand-blown borosilicate glass is strong and easy to clean, and the design is sleek and sophisticated. Starfish Designs are available from Bend, Oregon at a glass retailer near you. For locations, call 541-788-GLASS. That's 541-788-4527.
This is Normal Show Live.
We're locking up people that take a couple of puffs of marijuana, and the next thing you know, they got 10 years. They've got mandatory sentences, and these judges say, they throw up their hands and say, there's nothing we can do, with mandatory sentences. We've got to take a look at what we're considering crimes.
When the Reverend Pat Robertson from television's The 700 Club...
criminalizing marijuana, criminalizing the possession of a few ounces of pot and that kind of thing, I mean, it's just...
makes more sense on the marijuana issue than the president, the Congress, and the Supreme Court.
It's costing us a fortune, and it's ruining young people. Young people go into prisons, they come out, they go in as youths, and they come out as hardened criminals, and it's not a good thing.
You know we're winning.
Since 1970, Normal has been fighting for the rights of all adults who use cannabis responsibly. Since 1974, High Times Magazine has been the chronicle of the cannabis community. Every second Friday of the month, we bring that working relationship to the Normal Daily Audio Stash with our special guest, Senior Editor Dave Bienenstock, author of the official High Times Pot Smokers Handbook, for our exclusive monthly preview of this month's issue of High Times.
Welcome back, everyone. Yeah, we're going out to the West Coast here down in California, and Dave Bienenstock, our senior editor from High Times Magazine. How you doing, David?
Oh, always a pleasure, Russ. You know, I was just, even though I'm the West Coast editor, I was just celebrating East Coast 420 a few minutes ago, so I'm ready to go.
Yeah, you can't get that East Coast 420 out of your circadian rhythms yet, have you?
No, I mean, it's just a little solidarity with the crew back in New York.
Yeah. Now, I don't know how close you are to the coast at all. Was there anything as far as the tsunami warnings, any news that happened to you guys down there?
We're fine where we are. You know, obviously thoughts go out to all the people who are affected, but nothing where I am to worry about.
Yeah, it was just yesterday on our show, we were actually talking to somebody who's in Cambodia. We were talking to some people in Hawaii as far as their new medical bills and their decrim bills that came up. So we hope they're all doing just fine out there too. All right, let's talk about the magazine coming out, new issue of High Times Magazine. What do we have to look forward to?
Oh, you know, this is, first off, our glass issue, and we have just a beautiful pipe on the cover, and that's something that, you know, the magazine is always keeping up with and really trying to support our art glass blowers out there, particularly, you know, the people who are putting their time and energy into making really these works of art that also serve a great function. You know, I always like to say, I don't know art, but I know what I like. And I definitely like the cover pipe we picked for this month. Inside, we've got, to me, one of the most interesting articles this month is a real look at the Steep Hill Labs. Right here in Oakland, a big feature on them, and just really the whole idea, which is, you know, not news to us, but news to hopefully some listeners and a lot of people, that there is an increasing number of labs that are inspecting cannabis for potency, for purity. You know, and these guys are doing the work, and they've been, you know, the pioneers of that, along with some others. And so Steep Hill is, and also, you know, there are partners in testing everything for the medical cannabis cup. So, you know, we've had a great relationship with them. And, you know, we look forward to working with them again this June in San Francisco.
Yeah, that's something, you know, that as the marijuana trade, the marijuana industry becomes more and more above ground and legit, that we're going to have more testing, more information for the consumer. And, I, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's long overdue. And you mentioned the Medical Cannabis Cup is something we should mention as well, because you've got two of them this year. You mentioned the San Francisco one, but you got one coming up here in just a few weeks in Denver. Tell them about that.
Oh, it's going to be, you know, we've been working hard to really make this an event worthy of the name. You know, we're aware that the Cannabis Cup is a big thing, and I think we're going to put on a great event in Denver this year. We just we had a 2-day expo. You know, we have the contest, and then we have a Saturday night VIP party with Kid Cudi, which you know, honestly, one of my favorite of the. You know, I'm a 35-year-old guy, but I try to keep hip, and I really dig his music, and he is really all about cannabis in a very positive way. And that's going to be 18 plus. We have a Friday night kickoff party that's going to include the Colorado premiere of a new film called Square Grouper that, yes, I think you're going to be hearing a lot about. It's premiering tomorrow at South by Southwest. So, yeah, then, you know, you can go to medcancup.com for all the details, but it's April 1st and 2nd in Colorado, and then June 25th and 26th in San Francisco.
Now, you mentioned the musical venue there is 18 plus. And as far as the Medical Cannabis Cup, is it 18 and older only, and is it just medical patients, or who can go?
It's all events in Denver are open to 18 plus in their entirety. So that's something we really worked hard to make happen, because, you know, we know, you know, those people are adults. They are welcome at our events. Many of them are readers of the magazine. So we worked hard for that. There, it will be in the expo, there will be a section that is only open to licensed patients. But you don't need to be a licensed patient to come into the expo, to watch the award ceremony, to take in all the seminars, the cultivation seminars, or to go to either of the parties.
Okay.
So all of those are just 18 plus.
And, is there a way people can get tickets? They need to get them in advance?
You can get tickets in advance at medcancup.com, M-E-D-C-A-N-C-U-P. But I mean, I would, especially if you're really into seeing Kid Cudi and you really want to do the whole thing, you know, those tickets may go fast for the Saturday night party and the whole VIP package.
Is there any estimate as to how many tickets are available for this expo? I mean, I know we did the one in San Francisco at Terra, and the place was packed, and there was people waiting in line, and it was really, really, really big there. So any idea?
You know, let me put it this way. We're going to have a much bigger capacity at both events. We're really, you know, we learned that people really want to come to the Cannabis Cup.
Yeah.
So we have a much bigger venue in Denver. We have a much bigger venue in San Francisco. We also have a much improved ticketing system to get people in. So it's going to be the more the merrier. The only I say, you know, there's a limited number of VIP tickets just because of the venue, the music venue on Saturday night.
Gotcha.
But as far as Exto, where it's going to be in Denver, and the Concourse in San Francisco are both really, really big facilities.
And what are the dates on the San Francisco gig, and is there anything different about it compared to the Denver one?
It's June 25th through 26th. I mean, we'll be announcing a musical headliner for that a little bit after the Denver one ends. You know, we're going to have a great lineup of seminars and really trying to pull together, you know, the California cannabis scene. And I think in Denver we'll be having, you know, one thing that's really, you know, humbling and wonderful and great about being involved in High Times is, you know, when we contact people and ask them to come to our events, they almost always say yes, and if not, it's, you know, with deep regrets. So we're blessed to be able to really, I think, bring together, you know, and I can't go through the whole list now, but if you go to the website, the people who are going to be presenting and speaking in Colorado are a big part of what's been pushing that state to the forefront. And I should mention, you know, we also have our new High Times Medical Marijuana Quarterly just came out with a nice big feature about Colorado.
Yeah.
Because what's been happening there, as you well know, is I really think the next step where, you know, we have the state government involved, we have reasonable partners to work with in government who you know, to more or less degree, seem interested in making sure this thing works, as opposed to making sure it doesn't.
Yeah,
and I think that.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say it's an interesting compare and contrast when you compare it to California, because everyone thinks of California as the marijuana mecca. But when you look at marijuana consumption on a monthly basis, it's only like 6.5% of California's residents use cannabis on a monthly basis, whereas in Colorado, it's 9.26%. There's a much greater concentration of cannabis users there in Colorado, and also, as far as the industry goes, a greater concentration of dispensaries, these edible infused product manufacturers, and so on. So, yeah, I think you're right. It really has jumped to the fore there, don't you think?
I got confused. So 94% of Californians haven't smoked weed in the last month. My brothers and sisters, I know you're doubtful to be listening to this podcast, but, you know, we have standards to hold up.
That's right.
I know
that's
I'm
right.
New here.
Yeah, amazing. It amazed me, too, statistically. Of course, Rhode Island is leading. They're 10.9% of the adult population smokes marijuana on a monthly basis in Rhode Island. So I don't know what's going on in Rhode Island that's got them all smoking the weed, but whatever it is, good for them.
That's why I listen to the show, even if I'm not on, Russ, because I do learn something every day.
There we go. Hey, you mentioned the Medical Marijuana Quarterly, and it's got the feature on Colorado. What else are we looking forward to in that mag, and how can people get a hold of that one?
Sure. Well, the big cover story I actually wrote for this issue is about the Dutch medical marijuana system, which, you know, I have to admit, even I did not know a lot about before I set out to write the story and actually went to the Netherlands to research it and investigate it. And it's very interesting. The biggest difference is that doctors actually, it's a federally run program, so the federal government is in charge of it. Doctors write prescriptions for a specific amount and variety. So but then at the same time, you know, there's no self-cultivation and there's some problems with access, but it's a very interesting counterpoint to the American system, or, you know, one of the things we've been trying to do in the quarterly is focus on, we had an article about the Israeli system and now the Dutch, the U.S. Facility in Mississippi, and our next issue we're going to be looking at Canada. So, you know, I think there's lessons to be learned from every country's attempt to regulate medical marijuana.
Yeah, I wish that more of our state legislators would have that attitude of, you know, gee, we don't have to reinvent the wheel. Let's look around, not just, you know, the United States, but other countries, you know, Portugal, Spain. Let's see what other countries are doing and maybe model our laws on those.
Well, that's something we're going to definitely keep reporting on in the medical marijuana magazine. We also have an article about different certifiers who, now they can't call pot organic because the federal government will not allow them to use that word,
right,
but they are essentially certifying organic cannabis for the dispensaries. And it's interesting. It gets into some of the health benefits, some of the environmental benefits. It gets into their attempts to actually use the word organic. It's definitely an interesting story, particularly for somebody who's interested in finding an actually verified source of organic medicine. Best way remains to grow your own, but that's not an option for everyone, and it's good to see another option coming down the pike. In addition to that, we're always reporting on new strains that may be of benefit to patients, and we have a look at Normal's own Paul Armentano. It's called Overmedicated, and it says, is the public becoming burnout on medical marijuana? And I know this is something you talked a lot about. As a political issue, how do we move forward to continue gaining rights for medical marijuana patients without facing a backlash. And, you know, Paul is, to me, a great writer and a great benefit to this movement and a great benefit to Normal. So we're always happy to have his thoughts. And I think this is a very important article. In particular.
Yeah, the High Times Medical Cannabis Quarterly, the new issue's out. The new issue of High Times itself is out. HighTimes.com, you can get the information for this. One last question, David Bienensock, senior editor of High Times. We talked about the San Francisco Medical Cannabis Cup, the Denver Medical Cannabis Cup, and you briefly mentioned Amsterdam there. What are the plans for the next Cannabis Cup in Amsterdam? We've been hearing rumors that the politics there are getting a little weird about foreigners and tourists coming in. Are we still on for a Cannabis Cup in Amsterdam?
We are definitely on, and we have big plans for Amsterdam this year. And I can't get into too much of the details because I think we're wrapping up, but the most recent Dutch elections were just held, and it was good news for the coffee shop industry and for the people who want to see that freedom maintained. So we're definitely on Amsterdam in November, as usual. I will be there or be sad, as they say, but hopefully be there.
All right. Great news. Thank you. Dave Bienensock from High Times Magazine joins us here on the second Friday of every month for the High Times preview, and thanks for all you do. We'll talk to you again next month.
All right. Later on, Russ.
High in the Rockies. For the first time ever, High Times is hosting the Medical Cannabis Cup in the Mile High City, Denver, Colorado. Come to the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup. There'll be cultivation seminars with High Times editors Danny Danko and Nico Escondido, plus other experts and cannabis celebrities. Attend activism seminars with leaders of the medical marijuana movement, including advice on how to start your own cannabis business. Meet industry leaders in medical cultivation, hydroponics, smokable glassware, hemp products, dispensary supply, cannabis accessories, and more. Plus, Medical Cannabis Cups will be awarded to the best indica, sativas, concentrates, and edibles entered by legally operating medical marijuana dispensaries and growing collectives. And don't forget Saturday night when the Medical Cannabis Cup will host the extravaganza with surprise musical guests. The High Times Medical Cannabis Cup, April 2nd and 3rd, 2011 at Exto in Denver, Colorado. Visit medcancup.com for details. Be part of the growing cannabis industry. Come to the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup in Denver.
This is Piotr Phenomenal, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Did you know that more than 400,000 Americans were arrested last year for the possession of marijuana? People are being sentenced to up to 40 years for even standing beside a joint. Well, I think it is definitely time for you to help doing something towards this. To find out what you can do, just write Normal, N-O-R-M-L.
1600 K Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., 2006. That's 1600 K Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., 2006.
Help Normal to help protect your rights.
You want answers?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
You want answers?
You have offended my family?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
And you have offended Shaolin Temple.
You can't handle the truth!
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Hoo-ah!
Radical Rant.
Oh, boy, folks. After we got done with the show yesterday, I got a tweet from John Doe at John Doe Radio that he was streaming live the hearings in the Colorado committee hearings in the House there. House Judiciary, I think it was. Anyway, it was hearing on the House Bill 1261, which is the bill to enact a 5 nanogram per milliliter THC in the blood per se DUID limit. And that's a big fancy way of saying if we think you're stoned, we'll test your blood. And if your blood comes up more than 5 nanograms milligrams of THC in the blood per milliliter, you are a drunk driver. You are a drugged driver. You're impaired. You're guilty. Do not pass go. You know, do not collect $200, right? And there's a lot of controversy regarding this bill, and we'll get to some of that in hour two. But first, I wanted to start by highlighting some of the testimony that was there at the hearing, because as I'm watching the tweets come through, I myself didn't listen to it at first, because I knew it just make my blood boil, and I was going to go to a comedy show. So
made my blood boil.
Yeah, so I didn't want to get myself, you know, mess up my vibe. But it went kind of the way I interpreted, and it's kind of one of the things that we've got in the medical marijuana states is that we've been successful, and it's kind of brought out many people to claim that they're activists and to testify in favor of these things. That sometimes, you know, you have this feeling like, you know, with friends like these, who needs enemies? And that's kind of what we're going to take a look at here. Let's start though with one of the silly things. This is one from about crossing the eyes. This is one of the, I believe, the law enforcement or somebody was testifying in favor of the bill and talking about how we could detect whether or not someone was too stoned to drive.
Sergeant Craig Simpson.
There are other tests which officers can perform that may help them to make this determination. Tests such as one called lack of convergence, which looks to see whether or not a person is able to cross their eyes. Marijuana is a drug that prevents a person from being able to cross their eyes. Interestingly, it is the only drug category that doesn't allow a person to cross their eyes and also does not allow the person to exhibit a jerkiness of their eye. So it's a unique drug in that sense that is the only one to provide that influence.
Okay, Officer Simpson, let's demonstrate.
That man just smoked some hash. He can do it.
All right, I think we've debunked that one. Let's go to this next clip here. We've got... let's go with Paul Cerini. Paul Cerini was the person who up until recently ran MarijuanaRadio.com, if I'm not mistaken. And, well, let's just let him speak for himself.
Good evening. My name is Paul Cerini, and I'm here for myself. I'm a philosopher, but I wear many professional hats to manage my company and my business.
That's all we needed to know. That was
a philosopher.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want people to take you seriously, Paul, don't say that you majored in something where burger flippers are there.
Yeah, I'm a philosopher. Like, thanks for the testimony, Socrates.
Yeah. Not many people were paying attention to you after that.
Yeah. It kind of makes trail off there. But interesting that that's how you'd want to represent yourself. Now, attorney Lauren Davis also testified. And John Doe, Tim Martin at John Doe Radio is, you know, said that, you know, if we all had our stuff together like this lady does, as far as coming forth and representing and being polite and on top of your statistics, that this would be someone to model. So let's check it out.
Good evening. My name is Lauren Davis, and I'm an attorney who has both prosecuted and defended hundreds of DUI and DUID cases. I have substantial concerns about the 5-nanogram limit that is proposed in this bill. Now, as a trial attorney who has substantial experience in these cases, I would argue that the current law is sufficient. It allows the prosecutor to exercise appropriate discretion to look at the real issue that you're concerned about, and that is the driver's performance impaired as demonstrated by their driving? I believe that this proposal is based on a lack of understanding about the practical realities of DUI prosecution and the awful consequences that will flow from the individuals who are prosecuted under a per se law. But that said, my instinct is that the legislature is going to pass a per se limit. And if you are going to do that, I strongly, strongly urge you to look at a higher limit. I don't believe that this presumption of 5 nanograms is an absolute. While I respect Ms. Burback and some of the individuals who are here, I think what you're not hearing, and you've heard it from members of the medical marijuana community, but I'd urge you to look at the substantial amounts of conflicting evidence and the statements from our National Highway Traffic Safety Administration that says that the blood test from a single test does not accurately reflect actual intoxication. It doesn't account for factors such as frequency of use, tolerance, and a number of other things. And the NHTSA has concluded that it's inadvisable to predict effects of impairment based on blood concentration alone. There are what is uncontroverted by pretty much any study is that the effect of THC on impairment is highly variable from individual. It depends on frequency of use. And another thing you haven't heard is that studies show that heavy users have detectable amounts of THC that are almost twice the limb twice the amount as occasional users. So a heavy user will have lingering effects in their system for significantly longer. I believe your 5-nanogram limit is going to criminalize non-criminal conduct. I want to turn to the issue of probable cause to bring this to what the reality is in the courtroom. Probable cause.
Okay, just want to fade out for there because I got to address a few points in that. And first of all, this idea that those of us who are habitual, chronic, heavy users of cannabis are going to have detectable limits of THC within the blood that would trip a 5-nanogram per milliliter limit. And then the other part of that, of course, is that whether or not someone who has a 5-nanogram per milliliter THC in the blood is, in fact, too impaired to drive. And so, you know, we've gotten a lot of correspondence on this subject. And one of the things about working for Normal and being here representing Normal is we've always had a no driving policy. We've always said responsible users do not smoke marijuana and then drive. And the thing is, too, is we always want to be honest brokers of the science and the facts, even if the science and the facts don't necessarily make our case or make us look good. You know, we're not going to obfuscate or try to tell half-truths here. We're going to be absolutely honest about what the science shows. And the science shows, the reliable studies show, that a 5-nanogram per milliliter of THC detected in the blood is fairly indicative of marijuana use within 1 to 3 hours. We're not talking about P-tests. We're not talking about metabolites where they can be detected for days or weeks. We are talking about THC in the blood, nanograms of milliliter THC in the blood. For the vast majority of marijuana users, smoking pot will spike your blood THC over 5 nanograms per milliliter after you recently smoke, and that level will usually drop below that threshold within a few hours. So if you're smoking every hour, then perhaps you are up above a 5-nanogram per milliliter limit. But I think that's what the legislature is trying to address here, is the idea that someone who is smoking marijuana all the time would then get behind the wheel. So the second question here is whether or not someone who is smoking marijuana all the time and is above 5 nanograms is impaired. Now, once again, reliable studies will show that 5 nanograms per milliliter of blood THC will put most tokers into a state of psychomotor impairment compared to non-smoking controls. In other words, you are not as good or better a driver when stoned as you are when sober. But the question is, how bad a driver are you? Now, you may not be 100% of your driving ability, but is your 80% or is your 90% too dangerous to allow you on the road? And this is something I always bring up when we talk about this, because she does make a good point there, is that just because we detect 5 nanograms per milliliter in your blood doesn't mean that you're necessarily a big danger or risk on the road. We don't see a correlation to accident statistics, for example, with marijuana drivers. But to say that someone at 5 nanograms isn't impaired compared to not smoking, well, that's just not the case. If you have used marijuana, you are impaired compared to if you had been smoking marijuana. Now, this always brings me to an interesting point. A bottle of Marinol, right, the synthetic THC, has a warning on it that says, until you know how dronabinol may affect you, do not drive or operate heavy machinery. Which kind of says to me, once you do know how it affects you, go ahead and drive, right? So if that's for 100% synthetic THC, then we're talking 10 to 20% plant THC, then shouldn't you be able to, if you know how it affects you, be able to drive on it? And there's all sorts of other pharmaceuticals where we allow people, you know, the same leeway. We're not calling for testing for nanograms per milliliter of Vicodin in someone's system, for example, or antihistamines in someone's system, for example. These kind of things that can also impair driving performance. Another thing to think about this, too, is that the same studies that we show that show impairment also show that that impairment is equal or lesser than drivers who have a 0.05 blood alcohol content. And we don't automatically consider them too impaired to drive. But here's where we run into a political difficulty. What the legislatures are looking for is not the crime of whether or not your use is going to cause a wreck or too much impairment. It's that you used and then went and drove. See, the idea isn't that we have an absolute scale, we have a relative scale. So say you're an A-plus driver and some 80-year-old is a C-minus driver. The crime is that you are impairing yourself, you're dropping your A-plus down to an A-minus, not that you're worse than the C-minus driver, right? The idea here is that you're not making every effort you can to be as sober as you can, to be as least of a risk as you can to the other drivers on the road. We'll talk a little bit more about this in Toker Talk Radio Hour 2. The calls will be open at 971-533-7111 if you want to be heard, and we'll play some more clips for you. For Ganja John and Cannabis Carry, I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for joining us. We'll be talking to you next week, and until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Take it on one more time. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth.